Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Pro football coming up in 40 minutes. We'll keep you up to date on the Ravens and Steelers throughout the afternoon. Sad news from sports. Olympic decathlon champion Rayford Johnson has passed away at the age of 86. Interesting piece of trivia about Rayford Johnson. He and Roosevelt Greer, the former football player, were actually part of the security team and actually helped subdue the... He was part of a security group that I think it was Robert Kennedy, subdued Robert F. Kennedy's shooter at the time. And that was before, of course, the Secret Service had come to fruition. So you had a decathlon champion, Rayford Johnson, working with Roosevelt Greer as part of the security force at that time. And then obviously, you know, as we know now, Secret Service has become the big silly in terms of protecting anybody that is important out there.
You always also have to have a big silly.
Well, that's what they say. Right. Just ask EB each and every morning right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're talking about the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
The moniker itself having to more than likely, with when you see a team that is talking about investing in the current site, that obviously means they are likely going to be there a while. And if they do build a new stadium, it's probably going to be right next door in the parking lot. And then they've got to, you know, tear down FedEx and make that the parking lot. We can only hope at some point they figure out how to do the transportation part, because as someone who lives 20 minutes from there, I'd love to be able to go back out to games there. Mm-hmm. But the total transportation frustration for me getting in and out of there, unless, like you say, Chris, unless you arrive 4 hours before game time, you know, then it's not a lot of fun.
Well, it's by the way, it's what I would suggest, right? I know it's a long-ass day, but I've never understood, Pete, and I know people have lives and babysitters and all that stuff. I get it. I understand people want to get home. I've never understood the, hey, I'm going to go to a football game that starts at 1 o'clock that 75,000 people are expected to be at, and I'm going to leave my house, and I live, you know, a half an hour away from the stadium. I'm going to leave my house at 11:30. No. That's just not the way it works, right? I think football, more than anything, lends itself usually on a Sunday, and I realize there are Thursday night games and Monday night games or Wednesday afternoon games. But I think by and large, it lends itself to making the pilgrimage an all-day event if you can, which, you know what, if you can't, then maybe you shouldn't be going to the games, but that's a whole nother issue. So I never understood quite that. But here's my question to you, and maybe you know more about this than I. If they build the new stadium on the current campus, right, on the current land, I assume, like, the new stadium would be, I think based on the blueprints, or not blueprints, but the plans that were drawn up, or whatever it was, where, like, the new stadium would be, like, more, I believe, like, kind of where the gray lot is, I believe, if I have that right. I wonder if the new stadium would be any closer to the metro, meaning wherever they put the new stadium on the property, if it would be a closer walk than it is currently to the entry portal of the stadium to the Metro. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And of course, right now, Metro's talking about not having any weekend service. Imagine that. That would just be a big downer.
Well, the Washington football team should pay for that. You know, I mean, if Metro doesn't, the Washington football team should do something, you know, for their fans, quite honestly.
Yeah. Let's get to the phones at 1-800-636-1067. Start things off with Chip in Burke. Chip, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah, hey, fellas, appreciate you taking the call. And over the years, I have really enjoyed listening to both of you as you have worked there with the fans. So kudos to you and appreciate being on today. Hey, look, I for just a minute, I would take on both the topics that you've laid out. I would offer that the Washington football team is interesting for a short period of time. I wouldn't try to build your franchise around it. I think there were a lot of options offered during the summer, and the one I would like to highlight again is the Warriors. I think you could build a lot of synergy behind the Warriors. You could incorporate the W that's being used right now, and Pete, you would be able to relate to this. You take that W and then you put around that W the insignia of the fleet admiral or the general of the army, the 5-star fleet admiral. You put that W inside of it, and you've got a warrior ethic. And you could actually apply some significance to each one of those stars, but that might be more than this phone call needs. And I think you would have a distinctive emblem that would relate in many ways to this city and beyond. As far as what we need to get to energize people in the stadium, I think it's real simple. You need an ethic that says everything about this organization will be the best. And if you would bear with me for a minute, we're going to have the best product on the field. We're going to have the best turf in the NFL. We're going to have not only the best food, but the cheapest food in the NFL. We're going to have a smooth parking arrangement. We're going to have safety protocols in the stadium that put to rest forever this drunkenness that occurs in the higher echelons of the stadium. And we're going to have locker rooms that treat the current team and the visiting team like heroes so that the current team wants to stay and the visitors want to come be a part of our organization because we treated them so well. And finally, you need a plan in the stadium, a game day experience that makes the fan feel welcome and like a priority for the organization. If you do those things, you can play in an outdoor arena like the Green Bay Packers do, and it's like a mecca for football. People go there because it's so special, and they go there because over the decades, the team wins.
But, Chip, here's the question. Inside the stadium for you, what will make you as a fan feel more appreciated and feel special and feel like, okay, I'm going to reinvest my money and come back here for another game? What's important to you from that standpoint specifically? That's what I'm asking. What can they do inside that stadium to enhance your experience and, as you say, make you feel welcome and make you want to come back and reinvest your dollars in that experience?
Well, I'm an overly simple guy at 65 who's been a fan since I was 16, but I would equate it to a church. You can go into a church, and it doesn't matter exactly what it looks like on the outside, but if you are greeted in a warm, welcoming manner, and you sit there in church and you receive a product that touches your heart in a meaningful way, you will come back no matter how big that church is or how or what it looks like. I really think you can transport that into almost any venue to include a sports venue. If your venue is welcoming and what you experience there touches you in a meaningful, heartfelt manner, and you would have to say winning as well, then I think people will come back. They'll sit in the rain They'll sit in the snow and they'll bounce on bleachers if that's what you've got. If you've got an environment that makes them want to come and makes them want to come back.
Right, Chip. Appreciate the call and the nice words. Let me just jump in here, Pete. I don't know about how you feel, but the winning and losing part of it, right? That's variable, and the business executives, including Dan Snyder, that make these decisions, they can't pre-program that, right? They can't guarantee a winner or a consistent winner. I know people feel they can, but they can't. So what you have to do is make the product or the experience, I should say, as pleasant as possible. And I know there's so many factors, but the things you can control, right, are concession prices, parking prices, and no PSLs. And that is my fear with a new stadium, is that they are going to try and rig PSLs to the thought of a new stadium, and you get nothing for PSLs. And they might try and color it by, you know, maybe, again, giving half-price concessions like the Falcons do or whatever. But they have to do all three of those things to win this fan base back and to guarantee loyalty and patronage and people that feel like they're part of a family or an atmosphere or a community like it used to feel when they went to RFK. And I understand the product on the field was the main thing there at RFK, but you can't control that. You can control those elements that I just talked about. Parking, concessions, and again, not having PSLs.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, drinking $4 Cokes, $12 beers, all that stuff. You're held hostage when you go to a game, for lack of a better word. I mean, that's just, I mean, they know you're going to pay the price, and for whatever reason, we do it. We go to the game and we pay those crazy prices, even though, you know, you stop by Tailgate Ted's, tailgate before the game, you eat a little food, so it's less you got to buy inside, but you still get at almost every event, except maybe down in Atlanta, where Arthur Blank reduced some of his concession deals. You know, you go to a game, it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter where you go. As a fan, you are held hostage for the concession. And at some point, if these people want to be realistic about getting people back inside their buildings, I don't care how good your team is, if you've got to take out a loan to go to a game because you want to get a beverage or some food inside, you know, I mean, I take my daughter to games all the time because she loves sports. And every time we go and we buy something to eat, you go ding, ding, ding. When you check out, you're like, oh, my gosh, look at how much I just spent. So and it's not as if I'm trying to be, cheap and budgetary like the Rooster does. You are held hostage if you want to drink when you go inside the stadium. Plain and simple. Bottle of water that costs $1, you pay $3 or $3.50 for. A Coke is $5. I mean, come on. More of your calls. A lot of you are on the line. Glad to see that. Your time to shine when we return. AAA Always On Call, listener line. How can Jason Wright and the Washington football team enhance that experience for you inside the stadium, outside of the team actually winning more games and giving you something to cheer about? Does it really matter that much, or is it strictly on the field performance? 1-800-636-1067. Back with you on The Fan. Mullins and Brock doing the hard work. The Rooster and I just chatting with you. 1-800-636-1067. This does not get very complicated. We're talking about the Washington football situation. How can they, Jason Wright and company, want to enhance that experience inside the stadium? What can they do for you besides gouge your kidney for parking? And see, they can do that. They can do that, Chris, because the metro situation is kind of shabby there.
Right.
So they know people would much rather drive at this point. I mean, $50 to park your car is insane. I mean, just absolutely insane.
Pete,
I understand.
Could they have shuttles running? I mean, I don't know if they do this already. I'm not aware that they do. Can't they just, like if I'm Jason Wright, right? I just tell Dan, listen, Dan, The best way to make money is to give people a break and to make them feel welcome and to make it as easy as possible for them to spend the money that they're going to spend once we get them here. So let's roll out the red carpet as much as possible. We've got a metro problem. We've got to get some shuttle buses, vans, shuttles, trams, whatever it costs, whatever it takes. Let's invest in that to make people feel like they don't have to spend $50 on parking or sit in 2 hours each way of traffic.
Mr. Ruru on Twitter. It's not that hard. Yeah, Mr. Ruru on Twitter said if they're going to stay at the same location, they need to fix the walk from the orange lot or give away prizes or free stuff to anyone who parks there.
Wait, the orange lot is not that bad, is it?
It's out on the periphery there.
I guess.
Imagine the people that were – remember, there was a time – that people were parking in that grass lot that was closer to 202 than it was the stadium?
Yeah, that's the gray lot.
Yeah, off Bright Seat Road?
The gray lot is where they – not this year because there's nobody there, but the gray lot is normally where the media parks unless we want to purchase like a – you know, like an orange lot pass or a green lot pass or whatever it is. So when I was with the team at 980, you know, I got to park obviously very close to, not exactly where we would enter. I mean, it was about maybe about a third of a mile walk, you know, whatever, maybe a half mile at tops. We got to park pretty close, right? But since leaving 980 or since 980 got rid of whatever, now we have to park in the gray lot, which is unpaved. It's rocky. It's a terror at night. And it's like a mile away from where you actually enter in the stadium. Not this year. I'm not complaining about this year, but in years past, meaning, you have to do that. And that's where a lot of fans park. And it's a brutal, brutal walk through the woods, over a ravine, over a creek. It's just a disaster, especially at night or when there's ice and snow.
The whole experience for me, the reason why I stopped covering games, because I used to go, when Baltimore and Washington would play at home at the same time, Heist would ask me to come help and cover the Washington angle. He would go up to Baltimore. So I covered a game, a Sunday night game, and this was after they cut back the amount of Metro buses that were transporting people back to Landover Mall where they used to park everybody. And Chris, literally the line was 350 people long, and I walked literally from the stadium back to Landover Mall at like 1 in the morning.
I beat all those people.
That's
got to be about a mile and a half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Beat all those people, yeah. But I walked up Bright Seat Road across the street to Landover Mall at that night because I knew I could walk there and get there faster than waiting for those buses.
They have a shuttle bus running from the gray lot to like in front of the stadium for like employees and media can take that, but it only runs, I believe, Pete, I want to say like 2 hours before the game and maybe an hour and a half or tops 2 hours after the game. And many of us in the media are there 3-4 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to complain, media, whatever. I'm just saying, in general, and I would be very, very, very surprised if a guy as smart and as sharp and as people savvy as Jason Wright seems to be, and I believe is, if he doesn't take so many of these things into account and says, listen, you know, again, whatever it costs us, we are going to make that money back and probably tenfold if we treat people right or better.
Peter Byrne on Twitter said he can do a Nats game for $30 to $50, all expenses total. Total. And you can't get into FedEx if you're going to drive there without $50 for parking.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of shows you where the gap is and a little bit of what Chris talked about in a previous call. You know, you can do things at in and around Nats Park a lot cheaper for a three-hour form of entertainment, just like football is. Football, baseball, both comparable in terms of the length of the entertainment. Let's go down I-95, I-85, whatever part of North Carolina it is, and let's get to the bottom of this. Sabah, good afternoon, ma'am.
Hey, guys, I hope y'all can hear me. I'm so sorry about yesterday. The first time it was on mute and I was talking the whole time, and the second time, I don't know what happened. I was talking, but y'all couldn't hear me.
We got you now.
100%
so what is it?
And the name is Sabah.
Ha!
Yes, it is.
Wait a second. For 3 years.
Wait. Everything.
For 3 years, Sabah, I took your phone calls every Sunday. You were a faithful customer. You were a P1, what we call in radio, right? I always knew I could count on you. And I would always say Sabah in North Carolina, and you never corrected me.
Well, because I don't think it's my job to correct you. I'm okay with it. Like, it doesn't offend me. I mean, I was called Sabah, you know, high school, my basketball.
So you don't hate it. You don't hate it.
I'm going to be called Sam, but no, it's just fine.
Okay. So ultimately, I'm not right, but I'm not wrong in terms of your preference or in terms of what's acceptable for you.
Listen to Rooster. He's trying to make himself look good and feel good and get cleaned up here, you know?
Listen, I'll do what Ron Rivera said. It is interesting, but it's not important. I'm not going to focus on how you pronounce my name.
Amen.
Okay, Sabah's fine. As long as you guys take my call and you allow me an outlet for the stresses in life, I'm all in. So it really doesn't matter what you call me. So I appreciate y'all taking my call. Now, do I get to answer the question at all?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I don't go to many games. I go to about one a year because you have to come down from North Carolina. But I would definitely go to more if, first of all, parking was, I mean, like, free. It should just be free. They should literally have the tickets free, okay? Because what they make money on is the food. And I don't mind paying the high price for the food, but I shouldn't have to wait for an hour missing the game to pay for the high price. So less lines or food delivery to your seat. The seat should be heated. There should also be TVs out there that are waterproof or whatever it is, particularly in the upper levels, where you can actually see the game, like, on TV, and you should have a little audio thing, just like Dave and Buster's does, where you sit at your table and you can still see the big screen TV, but there's one right on your table where you can kind of hear it yourself. I want a golf cart come to my car where I park and pick me up. They should have golf carts all over that place, driving people up to the stadium, driving back to their car, driving to the stadium, all free, and take tips. They'll make plenty of money in tips because people will be grateful. And we want a winning team.
Yeah, the organization won't make plenty of money, though.
Well, they will.
Trust
me, they will. They don't make money for the parking and stuff. I just don't think they make money on the atmosphere. And if it makes their team win more by a great atmosphere, guys, that's where the money is because it's in the TV. The money's really not, I don't think, at the gate for the NFL. They make so much money on TV. And if your team is successful and popular, we'll be buying their shirts, their hats, their toboggans, and that'll make much more money than parking.
Well, you're right that they make money from the TV, but trust me, they make plenty of money from attendance, souvenirs, concessions, all of that stuff, because that's how you get a crappy product, which Washington was last year. And according to Forbes, they had an operating, I believe, income of like 35 million or which means like a net profit of like $35 million dollars, or maybe it was even more than that. I have to double check the number, but I know it was some obscene amount of
money. But most of that was shared, probably.
For 2019. And we all know how bad the product is in the stadium, on TV, on the field in every which way. They make a ton of money, and part of that is because, again, the parking, the concessions, the souvenirs, the tickets, all of that is part of what they make as part of the bigger picture. Can they survive with just the TV money? Well, sure, absolutely. Can they they thrive? No.
Yeah. Well, here's my bottom line is they need to tell us, the fan, we are grateful you have come into our stadium, and we are going to be treat you like we're lucky to have you, not the other way around. When I go there, I feel like they want me to feel lucky that I'm there, and they need to change that. If the consumer feels lucky, feels that the team is lucky to have them there, that's much different than them taking us for granted. I think that's the biggest thing people don't want, is to be taken for granted.
Sabah, appreciate the call as always. Great perspective. And, I mean, she drives up to the games from North Carolina. Chris, I just did some quick math. We got to get to break here, but you figure minimum when the place is going good, 15,000 cars on the lot, right? At just 15,000 cars at $50 a pop, that's $750,000 every home game. That's just roughly, if that's the amount of cars close to that are parking at FedEx Field. So they are making, and I'm pretty sure they don't have to share any of that money. That's not part of the revenue sharing.
Correct.
With the National Football League. So
correct.
That is all.
Yeah.
That is all.
And that's
coin.
Why they charge the money that they do, because that money, I believe you're absolutely correct. They have to share ticket revenue
and merchandising.
Merchandising, but I don't believe anything to do with suites, premium sponsorships, and or parking is splittable or shareable. Correct.
That goes to show you, $750,000 every Sunday, that adds up over 8 home games. Plus, they make you pay for it for the 2 exhibition games anyway as well. 1-800-636-1067. Continuing on, Jason Wright wants to make the experience better for you. You heard Sabah's list of things. Yeah, at Navy, we actually have those golf carts that are like 8 people deep that will pick you up from the outer regions of the parking lot and take you up to the gate of the stadium. Maybe that's something they could do to enhance things over at FedEx Field. What do you need when you come to the stadium? 1-800-636-1067. Pete on Sports and the Rooster right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Mullins and Brock doing the hard work. Rooster and I just chatting with you. 1-800-636-1067. This does not get very complicated. We're talking about the Washington football situation. How can they, Jason Wright and company, want to enhance that experience inside the stadium? What can they do for you besides gouge your kidney for parking? And see, they can do that. They can do that, Chris, because the Metro situation is kind of shabby there.
Right.
So they know people would much rather drive at this point. I mean, $50 to park your car is insane. I mean, just absolutely insane.
Pete,
I understand.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Could they have shuttles running? I mean, I don't know if they do this already. I'm not aware that they do. Can't they just, if I'm Jason Wright, right? I just tell Dan, listen, Dan, the best way to make money is to give people a break and to make them feel welcome and to make it as easy as possible for them to spend the money that they're going to spend once we get them here. So let's roll out the red carpet as much as possible. We've got a metro problem. We've got to get some shuttle buses, vans, shuttles, trams, whatever it costs, whatever it takes. Let's invest in that to make people feel like they don't have to spend $50 on parking or sit in 2 hours each way of traffic.
Mr. Ruru on Twitter, it's not that hard. Yeah, Mr. Ruru on Twitter said if they're going to stay at the same location, they need to fix the walk from the orange lot or give away prizes or free stuff to anyone who parks there.
Wait, the orange lot is not that bad, is it?
I mean, it's out on the periphery there.
I guess. Imagine the people that were...
Remember, there was a time that people were parking in that grass lot that was closer to 202 than it was the stadium.
Yeah, that's the gray lot.
Yeah, off Brightseat Road.
The gray lot is where they not this year because there's nobody there, but the gray lot is normally where the media parks unless we want to purchase like a, you know, like an orange lot pass or a green lot pass or whatever it is. So when I was with the team at 980, you know, I got to park obviously very close to, not exactly where we would enter. I mean, it was about maybe about a third of a mile walk. You know, whatever, maybe a half mile at tops. We got to park pretty close, right? But since leaving 980 or since 980 got rid of whatever, now we have to park in the gray lot, which is unpaved. It's rocky. It's a terror at night. And it's like a mile away from where you actually enter in the stadium. Not this year. I'm not complaining about this year, but in years past, meaning you have to do that. And that's where a lot of fans park. And it's a brutal, brutal walk through the woods, over a ravine, over a creek. It's just especially at night or when there's ice and snow.
The whole experience for me, the reason why I stopped covering games, because I used to go when Baltimore and Washington would play at home at the same time, Heist would ask me to come help and cover the Washington angle. He would go up to Baltimore.
So I covered
a game, a Sunday night game, and this was after they cut back the amount of Metro buses that were transporting people back to Landover Mall where they used to park everybody. And Chris, literally the line was 350 people long, and I walked literally from the stadium back to Landover Mall at like 1 in the morning.
That's because I beat all those people. That's got to be about a mile and a half walk.
I beat all those people. Yeah. But I walked up Brightseat Road across the street to Landover Mall at that night because I knew I could walk there and get there faster than waiting for those buses.
They have a shuttle bus running from the gray lot to like in front of the stadium for like employees and media can take that, but it only runs, I believe, Pete, I want to say like 2 hours before the game and maybe an hour and a half or tops 2 hours after the game. And many of us in the media are there 3-4 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to complain, media, whatever. I'm just saying, in general, and I would be very, very, very surprised if a guy as smart and as sharp and as people savvy as Jason Wright seems to be, and I believe is, if he doesn't take so many of these things into account and says, listen, you know, again, whatever it costs us, we are going to make that money back and probably tenfold if we treat people right or better.
Peter Byrne on Twitter said he can do a Nats game for $30 to $50, all expenses total. Total. And you can't get into FedEx if you're going to drive there without $50 for parking.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of shows you where the gap is and a little bit of what Chris talked about in a previous call. you know, you can do things at in and around Nats Park a lot cheaper for a three-hour form of entertainment, just like football is. Football, baseball, both comparable in terms of the length of the entertainment. Let's go down I-95, I-85, whatever part of North Carolina it is, and let's get to the bottom of this. Sabah, good afternoon, ma'am.
Hey, guys, I hope y'all can hear me. I'm so sorry about yesterday. The first time it was on mute and I was talking the whole time, and the second time, I don't know what happened. I was talking, but y'all couldn't hear me.
We got you now.
100%
so what is it?
And the name is Sabah.
Ha!
Yes, it is.
Wait a second. For 3 years.
Wait. To everything.
For 3 years, Sabah, I took your phone calls every Sunday. You were a faithful customer. You were a P1,
yes,
what we call in radio, right? I always knew I could count on you. And I would always say Sabah in North Carolina, and you never corrected me.
Well, because I don't think it's my job to correct you. I'm okay with it. Like, it doesn't offend me. I mean, I was called Sabah all, you know, high school, my basketball.
So you don't hate it. You don't hate it.
I can be called Sam, but no, it's just fine.
Okay. So ultimately, I'm not right, but I'm not wrong in terms of your preference or in terms of what's acceptable for you.
Listen to Rooster. He's trying to make himself look good and feel good and get cleaned up here, you know?
Listen, I'll do what Ron Rivera said. It is interesting, but it's not important. I'm not going to focus on how you pronounce my name.
Amen.
Okay, Sabah's fine. As long as you guys take my call and you allow me an outlet for the stresses in life, I'm all in. So it really doesn't matter what you call me. So I appreciate y'all taking my call. Now, do I get to answer the question at all?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I don't go to many games. I go to about one a year because you have to come down to North Carolina. But I would definitely go to more if, first of all, parking was, I mean, like, free. It should just be free. They should literally have the tickets free, okay? Because what they make money on is the food. And I don't mind paying the high price for the food, but I shouldn't have to wait for an hour missing the game to pay for the high price. So less lines or food delivery to your seat. The seat should be heated. There should also be TVs out there that are waterproof or whatever it is, particularly in the upper levels, where you can actually see the game, like, on TV, and you should have a little audio thing, just like Dave and Buster's does, where you sit at your table and you can still see the big screen TV, but there's one right on your table where you can kind of hear it yourself. I want a golf cart come to my car where I park and pick me up. They should have golf carts all over that place, driving people up to the stadium, driving back to their car, driving to the stadium, all free, and take tips. They'll make plenty of money in tips because people will be grateful. And we want a winning team.
Yeah, the organization won't make plenty of money, though.
Well, they will.
Trust
me, they will. They don't make money for the parking and stuff. I just don't think they make money on the atmosphere. And if it makes their team win more by a great atmosphere, guys, that's where the money is because it's in the TV. The money's really not, I don't think, at the gate for the NFL. They make so much money on TV. And if your team is successful and popular, we'll be buying their shirts, their hats, their toboggans, and that'll make much more money than parking.
Well, you're right that they make money from the TV, but trust me, they make plenty of money from attendance, souvenirs, concessions, all of that stuff, because that's how you get a crappy product, which Washington was last year. And according to Forbes, they had an operating, I believe, income of like 35 million or which means like a net profit of like $35 million, or maybe it was even more than that. I have to double check the number, but I know it's some obscene amount of
but most of that was shared for
2019, and we all know how bad the product is in the stadium, on TV, on the field, in every which way. They make a ton of money, and part of that is because, again, the parking, the concessions, the souvenirs, the tickets, all of that is part of what they make as part of the bigger picture. Can they survive with just the TV money? Well, sure, absolutely. Can they can they thrive? No.
Yeah. Well, here's my bottom line is they need to tell us, the fan, we are grateful you have come into our stadium, and we are going to be treat you like we're lucky to have you, not the other way around. When I go there, I feel like they want me to feel lucky that I'm there, and they need to change that. If the consumer feels lucky, feels that the team is lucky to have them there, that's much different. than them taking us for granted. I think that's the biggest thing people don't want, is to be taken for granted.
Sabah, appreciate the call as always. Thanks. Great perspective. And, I mean, she drives up to the games from North Carolina. Chris, I just did some quick math. We got to get the break here. But you figure minimum when the place is going good, 15,000 cars on the lot, right? At just 15,000 cars at $50 a pop.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
That's 750,000 every home game. That's just roughly, if that's the amount of cars close to that are parking at FedEx Field. So they are making, and I'm pretty sure they don't have to share any of that money. That's not part of the revenue sharing.
Correct.
With the National Football League. So
correct.
That is all.
Yeah.
That is all.
And that's why
coin.
They charge the money that they do, because that money, I believe you're absolutely correct. They have to share ticket revenue and
merchandising.
Merchandising, but I don't believe anything to do with suites, premium sponsorships, and or parking is splittable or shareable. Correct.
That goes to show you, $750,000 every Sunday, that adds up over 8 home games. Plus, they make you pay for it for the 2 exhibition games anyway as well. 1-800-636-1067. Continuing on, Jason Wright wants to make the experience better for you. You heard Sabah's list of things. Yeah, at Navy, we actually have those golf carts that are like 8 people deep that will pick you up from the outer regions of the parking lot and take you up to the gate of the stadium. Maybe that's something they could do to enhance things over at FedEx Field. What do you need when you come to the stadium? 1-800-636-1067. Pete on Sports and the Rooster right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Back, Pino Sports and the Rooster with you till 6. Nick Ashew at 4 to talk. Wizards camp open, the NBA. LeBron's going to stay with the Lakers. 2 years and $1 billion, as Brock reported in the update. It's actually $86 million, but might as well be $1 billion. NBA money continues to be Monopoly money.
$86 million, $1 billion, it's all the same Monopoly money, like you
LeBron's
said.
A billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a billion.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, say whatever you want about LeBron. Wherever he goes, he wins championships.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. And
that's all that matters.
When you can do that in Hollywood, you know.
It's worth it.
I wonder what he's going to do when he retires. I know we have
coach
other
Bronny,
stuff to talk
probably.
About. Huh?
He's probably going to coach Bronny.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, like, if you're LeBron James, right? Like, Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player ever, got into head coaching. He wasn't a particularly great head coach, and I don't really think he really enjoyed it. He did it for a while, and it was fine, middling success. Like, do you really want to do that? To me, right, LeBron James, he's like rock status. Like, he's got to be a movie star, right? I mean, he's in Hollywood. He's got his own, production company and all that stuff. There's no chance I'm coaching college or the – screw that. I'm doing movies. That's easy.
Oh, he probably don't have to do anything. Just sit back
but if he wants to.
And smoke cigars
if he
have
wants
some
to.
Great scotch.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey. Before we get any further, I don't know if you just saw, but Wednesday afternoon football is underway, and first play from scrimmage for the Ravens, and Robert fumbled it on a read option gif.
Yeah. Poor guy.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I think that's funny, but I just saw it. I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, that's all right. You know. I mean, poor guy. Turned it over against Washington. Now he turns it over here. I mean, guy hadn't played, you know. Not his fault to an extent, but you got to at least protect the football. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to John of Bethesda. John, you're on 106.7 The Fan. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
Doing good.
So, 2 main points. Hopefully you'll let me get to the second one. But the first one, I don't know, maybe this is a little off the wall, but it would go a long way towards rehabbing Dan Snyder's image. when he builds this facility, I'm hoping he'll seek what they call a LEEDS certification. That's an outfit that awards different levels of accomplishment for sustainability. And so there's, you know, a lot of different things you can do: water usage, power usage, parking, driving. That would go a long way towards it. Just a lot of opportunity to be creative and do the right thing. And then the other thing would be holding costs down for the fans. And at least when it comes to like burgers and chili, you got to put the rooster in charge of acquiring ground beef at a reasonable price.
Oh, I agree. I mean, now you're talking to me, right? I mean, if Dan Snyder was smart, he'd put the rooster in charge of a lot of things. But we know that's not going to happen. But I think I could absolutely curry up some 78-22% ground beef, my own special blend with a little brisket, with a little chuck in there, maybe a little sausage, and make a wonderful spread for all of the people making the pilgrimage. Absolutely. Nobody
anything
has
anything
else,
John?
To say. Nobody that just left everybody speechless.
Well, and if you're going to use sausage, it probably cost us $1 million to charge the folks. Let's go to Mark in Springfield.
No.
Let's get Mark in here before the break. Mark in Springfield, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure to talk to the two hardest working men in sports talk radio.
Oh, my guy, Mark.
Here's what it would take to get me back. I want to be able to go on to StubHub and buy any ticket I want for any game that I want. I want to be able to take the Metro to the D.C. Armory Metro stop, walk two blocks to the entrance, just like RFK, under a covered walkway, and then walk in and take a seat in my luxurious Danny World 2.0, just like Jerry. That's what I want to get me back.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. I appreciate the call. My only thing is would you be able to at any for any event here in this area, would you be able to get 90,000 people for? Because that's what Jerry's got. Jerry can go up there. I don't know what we'd have in this area outside of, you know, big time concerts. I mean, and I took my daughter to Taylor Swift at FedEx Field, and it was good. We were lucky. It was a summer concert. We got good weather, so from that standpoint, it worked out. But, you know, to build something that big, you got to be able to get some things there to pay for it. And I don't know what kind of events they'd be able to do around here outside of big-time soccer matchups, which are usually exhibitions, to get to 90,000 on a regular basis. Coming up, Nick Ashew reviews Washington's opening to camp as we are, 20 days away from the start of the NBA season. And we'll talk about the NBA as LeBron gets the extension with the Lakers. Jordan DeJani will go with us around the National Football League at 5 o'clock. Beat on Sports and the Rooster with you for two more hours right here on Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.